Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pahirapan sa panahon ng pandemya ang paghahanap ng trabaho. Ito ang hinaing ng maraming mga temporary visa holders. Kung ang iba pinalad, ang iba naman ay nahihirapang makakuha ng trabaho dahil sa mahigpit na kompetisyon at dagok na dulot ng COVID-19 sa ekonomiya. Ngunit, ayon sa Government Employment Services Consultant na si Sheena Reyes Santos, may mga paraan upang mapalakas ang employability skills. Ang mga simpleng habits ay maaaring maging daan para sa inaasam-asam na dream job. Kasama natin ngayon si Sheena Reyes Santos, consultant ng Government Employment Services sa WA upang magbigay ng mga kaalaman tungkol sa paghahanap ng trabaho. Magandang araw sa iyo, Sheena!
Magandang araw!
Pumunta naman tayo sa mga do's and don'ts. Ano naman yung mga do's o mga siguro simple habits na pwedeng simulan ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho para matrain sila?
Number one is always crave for continuous learning. There's a lot of free short courses online provided by the government and some private agencies. Yung mga short courses na yon, they are formulated here in Australia. So it pays to do those free short courses, tapos idagdag ninyo sa resume. So say for example, there's a free course on, say, customer service. Gawin nyo lang. Usually, 2-3 hours lang naman yun. And then that is something that you can add on your resume. So completed a short course in customer service with this agency. Mm-hmm. And you know, that actually increases your employability by paper as well. So continuous learning. Number two is practice interview skills. Mm-mm. Your number one tool for job searching is your resume. Mm-mm. But also, you need to back it up with very good interview skills. Mm-mm. Ito ang yung sinasabi ko sa mga tao, don't stress when you attend an interview. Huwag kayong matakot. Don't just like sit down and think that, oh, they're going to judge me, they're going to ask me a lot of questions, they're going to test me. Fortunately, in Australia, that's not the case. Kasi siguro sa Philippines, maybe that's how it works. Well, you sit down and then they ask you questions and they screen you out. Mm-hmm. But here in Australia, most of the interviews are actually done in a very casual way.
True.
Mm-hmm. And what they're looking for is your, you know, your rapport, your, you know, conversing skills, yung gusto lang naman nila ma-gauge ka as a person. Mm-hmm. And maybe i-test ka in some ways, not necessarily ask you, you know, like multiple choice questions and things like that. But really, they just want to sit down, have a chat with you, and see if you're the right fit for the company culture.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So that is number two. So continuous learning and then practice interview skills. There's a lot of videos online that you can check out with interview skills. Also, meron ding mga services around that provides assistance with interview preparation skills. Even yung mga universities, they offer career workshops like resume making, interview preparation courses. Make sure you attend those kasi yung university yung number one na tutulong sa'yo. So universities or your training organization, they'll be the ones that will push you and help you out with the process of job searching. So kung meron silang mga events like that, always grab the opportunity to attend those. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I think for this to-dos is improve on your personal presentation. Mm-mm. Okay? So, not necessarily naman, syempre, hindi ka magpapa-facelift or whatnot, but basically, your appearance mo is with how you present yourself when with the interview and how to present, you know, yung work clothes. Kasi maaring yung formal clothes or interview clothes sa atin sa Pilipinas may be different from here.
Yeah.
So, you do your research. Do your research on kung ano mga clothes ang kailangan, kung gaano ba kakapal ang makeup ang kailangan, and kung ano ba yung mga, kung paanong hair na gusto mong gawin. But you know what, it pays to actually research the company. Mm-hmm. Have a look at the company website. This is a trick that I always do with the people that I help with interviews. Look at their website. Di ba usually meron sila mga model?
Yes.
Okay. Have a look and see what they prefer. Because basically the photo of the person that will model their company in their website is most likely their preferred look or company culture, right?
So, correct.
Kung makita mo yung picture nila sa website nila, oh, they actually look for, you know, maybe ang company culture nila is, you know, for laid back, medyo relaxed na mga tao. So, Okay, so hair down is okay. Mm-hmm. Casual, semi-formal clothes, and not very high heels. Parang ganon.
Yes.
So you do your research because that will tell you a lot of things.
Mga don'ts naman o habits na dapat iwasan pag naghahanap ng trabaho.
So number one, always do not rush your applications. Mm. Kagaya nga na sinasabi ko kanina, make sure you spend time in crafting your resume. So not necessarily naman na maglalagay ka ng mga fake information in there, but you really just want to make sure that whatever you put in your resume is sort of directly targeted to that particular job that you're applying for. Mm. Huwag kang magmadali sa pagsasubmit. Some people feel that, I'll submit 10 applications today and that's it. I don't agree with that. It's okay, pero as long as those 10 applications are actually genuine and prepared applications. Kasi kung hindi, sayang yung effort.
Yes.
So if there's a specific job, make sure that you look at the, you know, yung mga requirements. Huwag ka magpapigil if there are some of the requirements that you don't have. If they say, oh, you need to have this. Now, that's okay. If you don't have that, that's fine. Just apply anyway. Because when you get the interview, that's when you can you say, but pwede mo sabihin sa kanila na, I actually don't have this, but I can organize if I get offered the job. So, huwag kayong matakot mag-apply sa mga jobs na wala kayo noong something na hinahanap nila. Because you can always organize that after if you get the interview. And then also, huwag kayong mag-submit ng generic na cover letter. Always make sure that you use a fresh cover letter every application. Kasi yung mga ina-applyan mo na work, they will have a different company goals and objectives. They will have different requirements. So, cover letter is very essential. Kasi minsan, kapag hindi na maganda yung cover letter, hindi na nila titingnan yung resume mo. Lastly, wag yung Facebook natin or any social media accounts. Always make sure that they are maintained professionally. Kasi nowadays, employers, whether we like it or not, when they are in the recruitment process, nagsastock talaga sila.
Correct.
Sa social media. So, Facebook is number one na hinahanapan nila kasi madaling makita yung mga tao doon. So, make sure that everything that you post there is, you know, is great content and walang mga kalokohan. Although you can, pero maybe keep it subtle. Or if you don't want people to look at it, just keep it private. Yeah. And then, saying social media, make sure that, especially professional jobs, make sure that you have a LinkedIn account as well because a lot of employers actually look at LinkedIn as well.
Thank you very much, Sheena.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.